From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky Farm and Garden Forecast. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of summer. When it comes to my farm and garden operation, I consider Memorial Day weekend the unofficial end of getting all my seeds and transplants in the garden. By this time of year, the overall threat of frost has passed, especially in the Champlain Valley and southern parts of the region. Living here in the Northeast Kingdom, I'm a little hesitant to get my garden up and running too soon, as overnight lows are often cooler here. While at the end of the season, I do not mind the quote-unquote cover the vegetables with the tarp game to dodge frost. Whereas at the start of the season, I am less motivated to cover seeds and seedlings as I'm very busy with other farm and garden tasks. I'm happy to say there's no chance of frost over the next week. You sure have to thread the needle at the start of the growing season in our region when it comes to getting those plants in the ground safely. I also feel a sense of urgency this time of year because, as we know, the growing season in our region is short and condensed. I feel like every day this week after work, I've tried to tackle some big task dealing with my farm and yard operation, such as taking 2 hours to mow my lawn, setting up a fence for the arrival of lamb, or just driving over to New Hampshire to purchase those lamb. It will be an overall pleasant weekend with afternoon highs right around average for late May. As you've come to expect this spring, there will be some rain showers in the forecast. These showers come this afternoon over New York and then move east into Vermont during the evening. Highs tomorrow will be a few degrees warmer than today and in the 70s area-wide. Most of tomorrow will be dry with a chance to see some morning showers and a chance of a stray afternoon shower or a thunderstorm is possible. High pressure makes a return Monday, making for a pleasant and sunny day. Overall, it is a good weekend to get your garden all in. I am meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.